It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining me to give us some perspective and some answers to our question for today is Pastor Mazuba Mwanamuchende. Good afternoon to you, Pastor. Welcome. And thank you very much for agreeing to ask our answer our question for today.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
Lovely. Our question for today, Pastor, is how should you and shouldn't you look for biblical answers to modern questions? And for example, questions about abortion, questions about the death penalty, about stem cell research and so forth. How do we ask and seek biblical answers to these modern questions?
Okay. To start with is that you and I, first of all, need to come to a place where we understand that when we are approaching the Bible, it is not to seek to make the Bible speak according to how we feel or how we think, but to let the Bible just communicate what the truth is. Because many times we want to approach with a manipulative way. For example, we go on polygamy, and we are going to say, hey, so and so. But yet we neglect the principles that God has given throughout the Bible, and we want to kind of find an excuse to our modern day problem. So that's one angle we need to avoid in approaching the Bible, in a way that we want the Bible to speak what we want. We want the Bible to kind of massage and not just speak the truth as it is. And so even in dealing with modern day problems, abortion, death penalty, research, and all these things, we need to get to the Bible itself. What are the principles that the Bible brings on these issues? What are the principles of life? And it's from there, understanding the principles, that then when we have gotten what the scripture says, we come now and begin to apply the principles. And so for me, that's the first approach in how we are to deal with modern questions and finding solutions to how we go around about these issues by letting the principles that the Bible continues to give us on life, the Bible continues to give us on trust, on faith, and all these other areas, and then begin to apply them into our modern day questions and realities of life.
Do you want to give us an example, perhaps, Pastor?
Well, I will maybe let me use the the very one that I used on, for example, on polygamy. Okay. Let's go to the Bible. In Genesis, He gives us how God starts a family, and also we see how God starts Adam and Eve. And later on, we see as sin increases, as man begins to make his way, somehow we have patriarchs that God works with, but somehow live in polygamous ways. But now we're going to say, wait, Abraham followed God, but he had so many wives. So does the Bible then sanction these things? But we need to get to, where did this start from? How did this start? And get to how God gave us from the beginning. What was God's idea? What was God's plan? How did God see that these things must move? And it is from there that we begin to just trust in God and know that this is how God leads us. He gives commandments. He says, thou shalt not kill. We get to certain areas where God is telling us, this is how I want you to govern. This is how I want you to live among yourselves. And so it is these principles that then begin to guide us and just give us in how we deal with one another and how we handle certain issues among us. There are so many complexities that come, for example, on artificial insemination. Here is a couple that cannot have children. Their only way is through a medical way. We may not find straight from the Bible that hey, do not do this. But that may remain a responsibility of the couple in the end to make a decision. But we know that God will give us wisdom. We know that God will always make a way for us. So my point is that in all these things, let us not throw away in the principles that he has laid down for us, in believing in him, in trusting in him, in knowing that he can make a way for us and not going around and just doing whatever we feel and say, hey, because in the Bible, this happened, so it justifies my actions today. That's not the way we should approach the Bible. We must approach the Bible from the principles that God has given us and then deal with our modern day situation and see how we can then find a solution to what we may be facing and see how God will guide us from there.
Okay, all right. I would have loved to engage you, Mfundisi, because we don't have much time. We allocated very little time for this part of our conversation. I would have loved to engage you, particularly on the other aspects of what you said, like artificial insemination, how we get to study about artificial insemination from the scriptural perspective. But perhaps we'll schedule another day to have the conversation. But for now, thank you very much, Mfundisi. We really appreciate your time.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. That was Pastor Mazuba Mwanamuchende. He'll come back tomorrow to answer more questions. If you're one of those people who likes to listen to these questions, this is your chance. Every day at 30 minutes after 12, we'll be giving you that chance to listen to pastors giving us answers to our questions.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.